Darlene Graham Norden says she is not that informed on national security during debate. By Matt Mercer on August 19, 2026. In the only televised debate for South Carolina's Republican U.S. Senate runoff, Senator Darlene Graham Norden said she is not that informed on national security when asked a question about Taiwan and the South China Sea. The two candidates in next week's contest, Graham Norden and Representative Ralph Norman, met on Tuesday in a debate that aired statewide and nationally on Newsmax. Newsmax host Greta Van Susteren asked the two candidates if Taiwan and the South China Sea were national security issues and if so, why and how. In her answer, Graham Norden stated, "I'm just going to be honest here, I'm not that informed on national security, so, but I do support the military. My brother was in the Air Force for 33 years. So I will do everything I can to support the military. My dad was in the Army. I'm not a polished politician up here. National security is not my thing, not my area of expertise, but I do support the military." Norman followed, calling Taiwan a definite ally. "Taiwan's a definite ally. We have a trading relationship with them that is beneficial to the United States, computer, chips being one of them. What the president is doing right is enabling them to defend themselves against China. It's peace through strength he's showing with Iran that China, Russia, and others are looking at it, and that's why they haven't attacked Taiwan. If there was some weak Democrat in office like Biden or Obama, yeah, they'd take it over. We can't let that happen." The exchange about national security quickly spread on social media. One of the first responses to the exchange came from former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, who ran against President Trump for the Republican presidential nomination in 2024 and was backed by Norman. She wrote on X, "Lindsey Graham was well informed on the United States' national security. Darlene Graham admits she's not. This is not something you inherit. And it's critical in the U.S. Senate." Former State Representative Adam Morgan, who Norman chose as his lieutenant governor running mate in his campaign for governor earlier this year, also chimed in. He wrote, "Stunning debate flop from Darlene Graham. The main criticism is that she is not qualified for this six-year position. Now she reveals she can't answer basic national security questions." South Carolina Democrat Senate nominee Annie Andrews also commented, with the far-left candidate writing, "Darlene Graham Norden is asking for 6 years as South Carolina's senator during wartime, yet has the gall to tell voters national security isn't my thing. South Carolina deserves better." South Carolina is home to 7 major active military installations including Fort Jackson, Army, Shaw Air Force Base, Air Force, Parris Island, Marine Corps, and the recently renamed Joint Base Lindsey Graham, formerly Joint Base Charleston, Air Force and Navy.